And let's now hear the story of a police officer in China, a story that has captivated the media there. Police fired this cop last month for illegally publishing a literary journal. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has a profile of a young Chinese man who has learned there's life outside the state system.
Wu Youming sure doesn't look like a cop anymore. He fits in perfectly among the painters, writers, and musicians in the galleries of Beijing's 798 Arts District. He's in town to visit friends at this cluster of converted factories. The young artists here display works of political sarcasm, like a sculpture of Chairman Mao wearing a floral print dress. Wu says he finds these works amusing, but they're not his style.
My writings are more of a testimony of the police's gradual progress from the chaos of the 1990s towards the rule of law. They're about a person caught up in our rapidly changing society. They're not about subverting anything.
Sitting at an outdoor cafe, Wu recalls joining the force in 1994 as a beat cop in Huangshi, a city on the Yangtze River in central China's Hubei province. Wu was 20 years old and proud to be enforcing the law. He was quiet and didn't hang out much with his colleagues.
They mostly liked to play cards and drink. After work, they'd go to a restaurant, eat barbecue or have a drink and play mahjong. I'd get off work and go home to read, talk with friends, or paint.
In 1996, Wu was reassigned to a different precinct. Part of his job involved nabbing prostitutes and gamblers, mostly just to find them. His assigned quota was to bring in the equivalent of nearly $600 in fines a month. In 1999, Wu was transferred to the traffic police. During this period, he read lots of translated works, including Mahatma Gandhi's autobiography. The following year, he began editing and publishing his artistic journal, Water Bubbles.
After coming into contact with these writings, I began to think about these things in a different way, not necessarily the way police think about them. The police require you to be a silent screw in the machine. You must keep quiet and unconditionally execute your leader's orders.
Wu eventually stopped meeting his fining quotas. He published an internet essay pointing out that the quotas are illegal. He also wrote a letter to China's parliament about how police illegally blocked petitioners who traveled to Beijing to protest injustice. He was fired just days later. Police in Huangshi declined to comment on Wu's dismissal. Wu's wife and artistic collaborator Zhou Li said the firing came as a shock at first.
Since he was fired, we've been free in a spiritual sense. We can do whatever we want now. It's true that things are harder for us financially, but it's not a big deal for us because our material needs are very few.
Wu has taken some comfort in the many supportive emails he's received, some offering him jobs or money. But he insists that he's not the dissident hero his supporters think. And he says that his former profession is widely misunderstood.
Ordinary people may think that police are just a bunch of thugs and hoodlums. Actually, it's not like that. Most police do a lot of work, but the people don't accept them because the police leaders have cut off channels of communication with the people.
In the end, Wu says, the system expelled him not because his criticisms were off the mark, but because he failed to obey its code of silence. He thinks his former employers could have punished him a lot more harshly. He considers the fact that they didn't a sign of the authorities' increasing tolerance. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
And our interview with Wu Youming continues at npr.org.